Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about how you can get your cholesterol down naturally, perhaps without medication. The National Institutes of Health reminds us that it is important to have blood cholesterol levels checked on a very regular basis. That means every year. And if they're high, you need to work on getting them down. Your doctor may prescribe medication, but if they're not overly high, he or she may be happy for you to try some lifestyle changes first, just to see if you can get it down without having to go on medication. And I'll have to tell you, I have a lot of patients who are able to do that and keep their numbers down for years and years without medication. So what can you do to change lifestyle habits that would have an impact on your cholesterol? Well, weight loss definitely helps out. Even 10 or 15 pounds can be enough to help your liver make less cholesterol. Watching things in your diet, and I'm going to say a little bit more about this, but let me just say overall, changing to a lower saturated fat diet that has good fiber will help get your cholesterol down. Having daily exercise, that helps your liver make less cholesterol. So not two or three times a week. When you have high cholesterol, you have it 7 days a week. So that means that daily walk needs to be 7 days a week. It's one of the pills you take to get your cholesterol down. And if you are a smoker, you want to stop. The smoking encourages the liver to make more cholesterol, and it causes cholesterol to stick in your arteries and to build up plaque. So specifically, what to do in diet to get that cholesterol down? Well, we always target the fats in the diet, and that means out with the unhealthy fats and in with the healthy fats. So what are healthy fats? Any liquid oil is going to be great. So that's olive and canola, that's soybean and corn, cottonseed oil, or a blend of any of those. And then any squeeze, spray, or tub margarine with no trans fats would be considered a healthy spread. So example, Brummel and Brown, Smart Balance, Promise, Fleischmann's, they all have tub margarines with no trans fats. Other sources of good fats include nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts, pecans, peanuts, sunflower and sesame seeds, and then nut butters that are made from those, like peanut butter. And then oily fish, and that means the fish that has color to it. Tuna, salmon, mackerel, sardines, those are all wonderful in the omega-3 fatty acids. We also like to see an increase in the fiber because that action is in your intestinal tract. The fiber binds up cholesterol and you excrete it. So I know you hear about oats because the Quaker oatmeal industry has a lot of marketing money to spend to promote their oats for getting cholesterol down. But I want to tell you about some other foods that do the same thing as oats. Barley, dried beans and dried peas, like pinto beans, kidney, Great Northern, chickpeas. These all have fiber that will bind cholesterol. Vegetables do too, and fruits also. And in the fruit department, we look especially at apples, pears, oranges, and grapefruit. They have more of that pectin fiber that binds cholesterol. And then make sure you're a little stingy with those saturated fats. So that's fatty red meats, that's chicken skin. Dairy fat, you want to be careful about. That means whole and 2% milk, high-fat cheeses and yogurt, and butter. Watch out for shortening because that's a hydrogenated fat. And then any bakery products where those would lurk. For example, like pre-made cookies and donuts and pastries tend to have saturated fat and trans fats. And then careful with some of the fatty luncheon meats like bacon and sausage, bologna, etc. They have a lot of saturated fat in them. So eating healthy to get your cholesterol down is a family action plan. You want to sit down with the whole gang, talk about how you're going to make some healthy changes as a family if you live with other people, because you can't be doing your thing and the family's doing everything else. You got to all be together with what you purchase. Everyone needs to prepare healthy foods in the kitchen. It's a great learning opportunity for your children. And the American Heart Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics encourage all families to eat heart healthy together. So you'll find some great information on the subject of getting cholesterol down naturally through NIH.gov. That's with the National Institutes of Health. And also AmericanHeart.org. That's for the American Heart Association. They've got great nutrition, shopping, kitchen tips for families and for individuals. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at MarthaJefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook also at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it on.